to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. I hope that you are having an amazing week wherever you are in the world, and lots of good things are happening in your life and your career. Today's episode is going to be, I guess, a little bit different, a little bit honest, vulnerable, and just a bit of a life update, I guess. So I am going back to the UK, not for good, but for a little vacation. So my best friend, who I have known since, God, I think we were about 7 or 8, we used to play like Barbies together. So we're going back a long, long time, is getting married. She's met a lovely Spanish man, and she's getting married in Madrid. So I'm going back overseas to celebrate her big day and also see my family. So you might be thinking, oh, that's nice, Georgie. Well, why letting me know this? Well, I am taking a little bit of a break from these solo episodes for the next couple of weeks. The interviews will still be going ahead. So don't worry, we'll still be uploading an interview every single Monday. And I've got some amazing conversations coming. So please do not miss out on these conversations, because, wow, some of these women are absolutely incredible. But look, I wanted to share this with you because this has been a real journey for me. So look, I guess what I used to do when I would book a holiday or a vacation, I would plan my work all around making sure that I was up to speed and up to date with every single thing before I left on the holiday. And I guess as it got closer to going away overseas, I used to get this pre-holiday anxiety, thinking, am I up to date with everything? Is everything going to be okay while I'm away? And then on top of that, I'd start to feel really guilty for taking time off. And I know it's so toxic, right? I'm so pleased that I have worked on this. This is going back a number of years, but something crept in the other day that I became really aware of. Now, I absolutely love doing these solos. They honestly give me so much joy, and they're really growing in popularity, and I'm seeing a lot more people tuning in. And sometimes the solos will get actually more views than the interviews I'm doing. Like, maybe it's the topics I'm talking about being relevant, but the key word there is relevance, right? So I do these solos based on the conversations I'm having week to week with candidates, with clients, with my team. And I really want to keep them very, relevant is probably the right word, and on point to what I'm learning, what I'm seeing in the working world. So it would have felt really inauthentic to try and record 4 solo episodes and upload them all before I went away. Because if I'm sort of sit here preaching rest and recharge and having a healthy work and work life boundaries, and I'm trying to just squeeze everything in before I go away, and sort of working extra hours, working weekends to try and get on top of everything before I go, then it feels out of alignment. It feels not very, my integrity feels off, right? So I'm going to be taking a couple of weeks off from these solos, and I wanted to share that with you, because if I felt that way, I'm sure that you have felt that way as well. And look, I guess it's been a real journey for me, but my family will live in the UK, and of course I miss them. I'm really close to my mom, my dad, and my brother. I have got some amazing cousins, some amazing aunties and uncles. I've got my nan, who is now 86, and also my granddad, who is 92. So going back and seeing them and spending that time with them is really, really precious. And look, you never regret time with family, right? And because I don't get to see them that often, when I do see them, I want to be really present. I want to be there with them. And especially when it comes to your grandparents, you realize how precious time is, because during COVID, 2 of my grandparents actually passed away. And that was awful because I didn't get to say goodbye. So these family moments now, when I'm with my nan, when I'm with my granddad, when I'm with my mum and dad, when I'm with my siblings and all of my family, are really, really precious. And I guess the older I get, the more I value it. And I think when you're younger, you don't value it as much. But now when I'm with them, I'm really, really with them. So that's what I'm going to be doing over the next couple of weeks. So going, landing into London, I'm going to go and see my husband's family first, then flying to Madrid, and then going to see my dad in Oxford, where I grew up, and then down to Bath, where all my cousins, my aunties and my nan is, and then over to Cornwall for a little break with the family down there, and then flying back. So it's going to go so quickly. I know that, but, yeah, I wanted just to have this honest, just conversation, just to be like, this is why I'm not going to be just recording a ton of solos before I go, or trying to do them when I'm back with my family, because it doesn't make sense. And I guess it would have felt really out of alignment and not true to the kind of messages that I want to be, I guess, spreading on this podcast, that, you know, yes, career is really important, but there's all of these other pillars of life that are equally as important, like our families, like our health, like our experiences, right? Like all of these things are so important. And actually reading a book at the moment by Robin Sharma called Eight Forms of Wealth, and he touches upon this. And it's like, I think our society is very big on just focusing on two forms, which is usually money and your career. And I think I definitely fell into that trap for a long time. And it's something I still have to be really aware of, because I love what I do. I honestly get so much joy and fulfillment out of running Sisterhood Club, out of running my recruitment company, speaking to candidates and clients and people each week, meeting amazing people through Sisterhood Club, like doing this podcast and having all these conversations. Like, I absolutely love what I do, which I know is such a blessing, because unfortunately, not everybody feels that way about their work. But I generally do love what I do, which does make it even harder to sometimes go away and try and switch off. And when you've got your own business, I never think you truly switch off, but I'm really going to try as best I can for the next couple of weeks, and just be as present as what I can be with my family. I guess when you're upside down, back to front, you know, so I'm going to be in the UK and all the different time zones, it's going to be, it's naturally quite tricky anyway to have sort of conversations when you're the other side of the world. But again, it would have felt really untrue and out of alignment had I tried to force myself to just record a ton of extra podcasts whilst I was in the UK. So you won't be hearing from me on a solo for a couple of weeks, but I will be back. And let's talk about that, because I don't know about you, but when I take a break, when I go on vacation, even if it's just a long weekend, I come back feeling so refreshed, so motivated, and ready to just come back feeling even more inspired and driven to apply all of the new moments of clarity, the new sort of like ideas that I've had. Because who's experienced this? Like, when you actually give yourself that break, when you're not in the day-to-day of work, more ideas come, more inspiration, like your creativity just flows. Like, I have more time to just read and really absorb some really good podcasts. Like, I've got a 24-hour flight, right? So that's enough time to really learn something new on a flight. So I'll be listening to some podcasts, reading some good books. But I know I'm going to come back with so much more stories to tell, with so many more insights to share with you all. So I'm really looking forward to continuing these solo episodes when I get back. But I think just the final sort of piece that I wanted to make is that, you know, I think what I've done in the past is that I've got to a point where I felt so ready for a break, you know, like so mentally, physically, emotionally drained that I was like, oh, I just need a break. And gratefully, I don't actually feel that way right now. I know that when I go back and I'm with my family, I'll love it and it'll feel amazing, but I'm not at the point in my life where I need a break, which is a really, really good place to be. Because then you can just put tools down for a bit. Gratefully, I've got an amazing team that are going to be making sure everything ticks along while I'm away, and really get to enjoy that time without this like exhaustion beforehand. So don't wait until you get to that point before you take that break. It is so important. And don't do what I used to do and try and fit all of your work in weeks before you go, right? Because then by the time the break comes, you're absolutely exhausted. It takes you a week to unwind. And then before you know it, the holiday's over and you're back to work. So that's really key. The other thing I would say is that what I used to do is really like need the vacation. So I was thinking about the vacation while I was at work. And then I was thinking about work while I was on the vacation. Who's done that before? Yep. So wherever you are, be there, right? So that whole idea of being mindful, being present, just being in the moment. When you're at work, be at work. When you're on holiday, be on holiday. Don't try and be both all at the same time, right? Like, don't get me wrong, I will probably be checking my emails on and off throughout the break, right? Just making sure that, you know, if anything comes through, I'm passing on to the team, but that will be it. I will not be on my phone all the time. I will not be checking my emails all the time, because I know that my brain and my mental well-being will really, really benefit from having those boundaries and for having that mental break. So I will miss you. And but when I'm back, I'll have, I'm sure, loads of stories to tell you. I'll give you a bit of an update with how the holiday has been. And at that point, when I'm back, we'll be so close to launching our mentorship program. We have another event that's going to be coming up as well. So July is going to be a really busy month. It's the new financial year. So typically, like, we're really busy with lots of recruitment. All of our clients typically are starting to get their budgets approved. So I know July is going to be crazy, which is really exciting. So I am going to enjoy these next couple of weeks. And I really look forward to speaking to you when I get back. But if you want to see what I'm up to, I'll be posting a bit more on my Instagram. So hop over there, give me a follow, and come and say hi over there. And yeah, when I'm back, I'll hopefully have lots of stories and more ideas to share with you about career, about life, about all the things that I'm learning as I am going on this journey with you. So have an amazing couple of weeks. I can't wait to speak to you again when I get back. And if you can relate to what I've just said, then reach out, let me know. But I am going to go away without the guilt, without having tried to squeeze in 100 different things before I get on that plane. And I'm really going to be present and enjoy making these very, very precious memories with my friends, with my family, because when we look back on our lives, these are the moments that we're going to remember. And I think about that often. Whenever I'm making a decision to do something, I think, would I regret not doing this? And if the answer is yes, I do it. So I hope that you've enjoyed these solos, many, many more to come. And I will see you in a couple of weeks. And until then, enjoy yourself and make sure you have time to rest and recharge as well. So important. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you.